The feature annotation is a great feature on the Salesforce platform to allow you to execute custom logic asynchronously. I often use them to perform callouts within the context of a database trigger. However, one of the restrictions of feature annotations is that you cannot pass S objects or objects as arguments to the annotated method. I regularly use encapsulation to pass a collection of parameters, or even an S object, but this won't work in a feature method. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. But thankfully, there is a way you can do. The secret sauce is the JSON serialize vertical bar deserialize methods. Take the example of an address helper object referred to above. This is encapsulated convenience object to help me pass around address details. Note for simplicity, this helper object just includes strings, but it could easily include other types including objects, subjects, collections, etc. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. Using the JSON serialize method, I can easily pass this to an @future method. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. And then, within my future method, all I need to do is deserialize the object, and you are good to go. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. That's it. JSON.serialize vertical bar deserialize makes it amazingly simple to pass objects, even ones with complex nested relationships, to @future annotated methods. There are times though that a particular object cannot be serialized due to the underlying inheritance structure. One such example is the pattern class in Apex. To handle these outliers, I often create my own custom getSerializable method on my custom object. That's about it. You can grab the complete code for the examples above as a gist here.